Well, today we're at Audubon High School visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2019. And today we are visiting with?
Aiden Tornayton.
Okay. Aiden, tell us about your family.
I have my mother, Renita Tornayton. She works at the hospital in Atlantic. And my father, Neil Tornayton, he's worked for the DOT in Iowa for about 30 years now. I've got three siblings, and all of them graduated from Audubon High School.
Oh, very good. So you're the youngest?
Yep, by 10 years.
Oh, wow, by 10 years. So you didn't get a chance to get a lot of good advice.
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, I spend time with them whenever I can, but it's kind of nice being the youngest because you're at home, you have the house to yourself, you don't have to worry about who fights to get the friends over or anything like that. So it has its advantages.
All right, get it all figured out. Well, let's talk school. What did you enjoy? Any classes that you really enjoyed?
I have enjoyed accounting this year. I've been doing that, and it's just kind of fun to crunch all the numbers and see how it all comes out. Also, PE is one of my favorite. I kind of love doing all the different sports and competition. I'm very competitive.
Okay. What about teachers? Are there any teachers that you're going to, say, 10 years from now at a class reunion, be talking about with your friends?
Oh, probably Mr. Subert. He's one of the ones that I've really enjoyed. I haven't had him for a couple years now, but he's probably one of the most influential toward me in junior high, as well as Mr. D. They were, you know, football coaches, so they had a lot of influence on me, and especially in the classroom, they were a lot of help and good inspiration.
All right, very good. Well, what else kept you busy? What extracurricular activities have you been involved in?
Well, I've done tennis all 4 years, so that's been a big part. Definitely speech and the theatrical program. That's something that I've definitely been involved in and I've enjoyed, and it's just kind of a way I can go and kind of forget the world and be different people and do different things, and it's fun to kind of explore that area and see where you can go with it.
Sure. Do you have a favorite out of all those things?
Speech. I made it to Allstate this year for solo improvisation, so that was something I had never tried before, and I just picked it up and ran with it, and it got me there. So.
Sure. Is that one of the memories, one of the moments that you'll kind of look back on as being one of your proud moments in high school?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the accomplishments that I'll look back on, and making it to Allstate for large group, for core reading, and individually and solo improv, because my freshman year, I never even imagined doing group improv, because, you know, you make it up on the spot, and that's really nerve-wracking, and then my senior year, I do it by myself and made it all the way, so that was really exciting for me.
Before you got involved in that, were you kind of the quiet guy?
I was a little quieter, but, you know, once I got into speech and you kind of get used to the stage, and it's something I definitely grew into and have really learned to enjoy over the years.
Very good. Well, let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I plan on going to kind of Kansas City area. I'll go to Centric. It's a training school, so I'll do a four-month program there to learn how to do computer programming. So that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Okay. Is this something you've wanted to do for a long time?
Well, I was really into computers. I've actually built two. So I knew I wanted to do something with computers, and then I was looking into kind of what's something that I would enjoy, but I'd still be able to make, you know, a decent amount of money to live off of, and computer programming was kind of that balance, and I'll still be able to work with computers like I like doing, but it'll all be something challenging that'll kind of make me have to work towards something every time,
sure.
You know.
Sure. Are you kind of impatient then? You want to kind of, let's get going, let's get started?
Yeah, I mean, I figure, you know, I only have to go for 4 months, so that's the sooner I can start making some money, and I'll be able to, I mean, it's something new every day. You have new challenges that you come across, and that's something I like, is figuring out the answers to the questions.
Sure. Do you look at the possibility of maybe coming back around here? Do you have any idea where you'll light maybe after you get settled?
Yeah, I've thought about coming back here in the future after I get, you know, kind of my certificate, and plan on kind of doing web development, and I know there's businesses around here that do some of that, so I've definitely considered coming back and maybe working for one of those.
Yeah, you think this internet thing's going to take off, huh?
Oh, yeah. It has proven itself in the previous years, so I'm hoping that I'll have a chance at it.
Okay, pretty good bet on that. Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've had a chance to get through the 4 years of high school, what should they know before they get started?
I would say don't really be scared to try anything new. You can always try something and quit it if you don't like it, but I mean, there's no harm in trying something, and I would say always respect your authorities, because if you're going through class and you're struggling with teachers, and it's going to make the class way harder than if you just kind of, you know, listen and are quiet and do what you're supposed to. It's way easier to get through high school like that.
Good. Well, good luck to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet, Aiden. Thank you so much. Who's next?
My name is Grace Christensen.
Okay. And Grace, introduce us to your family.
My family, my parents are Jason and Tracy Christensen, and I have two younger sisters, Claire and Sophie.
Okay, which one's your favorite?
Both of them.
Good answer. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about your schoolwork and things. Did you have some classes that you really enjoyed?
Horticulture and agriculture were my favorite classes. I definitely liked the plants the best, but I enjoyed band a lot too.
Okay. Pretty much anything with culture in the name you really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about teachers. Who made a mark on you? What teachers will you remember?
I liked all my teachers. I don't think I ever had one teacher that I didn't like. But I know that Mrs. Elmquist and Mr. Dammel are always going to stick with me for sure.
Why?
Mrs. Elmquist was my ag advisor, and she helped me with a lot of things, and she really got me out of my comfort zone and pushed me to do things that I probably wouldn't have. And Mr. Dammel was just so fun, and he doesn't care what other people think about him, and I look up to that.
Sure. Talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities. What else did you enjoy?
I'm in 4-H and FFA, and I'm also in band. I did speech, and I was always in the school plays, which I really enjoyed a lot. I'm in NHS and Student Senate as well. Yeah, anything really that I can try, I'll try it. And if I don't like it, then I won't do it. But
sure. So you were in a lot of the different productions. Did you have a favorite part or a favorite role that you played?
All of them were fun. I don't think I have a favorite.
Yeah. Any productions that you liked the most?
I think last year we did a musical. It was called Tied to the Tracks. That was a lot of fun. I hadn't ever done a musical before. I don't think any of us had. So that was really exciting.
Oh, very good. What about memories for you? Do you have anything that you're going to look back on, an event or activity or accomplishment you're going to be most proud of?
Most definitely Allstate. I made it to Allstate twice with my alto saxophone for band. And my first time was when I was a freshman. And so I was like, sweet, you know, I'm good. And then my next 2 years, I didn't make it. So I worked really hard my senior year and made it in again. And I think that was really cool because I never gave up and stopped practicing. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot about myself and how to take failure, and I thought that was really cool. That'll always stick with me.
Yeah, sometimes disappointments turn out to be real positive when you look back on them, don't they? Let's talk about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending Iowa State University, and I will be studying animal science.
Okay, why Iowa State?
Why not? my dad went to Iowa State, and we've always been Iowa State fans, and I don't think I've ever thought about any other college, to be honest.
Yeah, I think every Cyclone fan listening right now just named you as their favorite high school graduating senior this year. Tell me what you said you're going to study animal
science.
Science. Animal okay, science. Animal science. Yeah. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I've always thought animal science, and I'd like to get on the pre-vet track and see where that takes me. I've also thought about my MBA with business because, I mean, that could probably get me places too. I don't know. I'm just going to take it step by step and see what I enjoy.
All right, very good. Give the eighth graders some advice.
I'd say take as many college credit classes as you can in high school, because if you get those done with all of the teachers that surround you and want to help you here, then it'll make it a lot easier in college.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Grace. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And next we have?
Keaton Wessel.
Okay. Keaton, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Troy and Mandy Wessel, and I have two younger brothers as well.
Okay. What about schoolwork? What did you enjoy?
I really liked my reading and comp classes, and I also really enjoyed my agricultural classes. I did spring and fall hort along with all of the different, like, courses that go along with freshman and sophomore and junior year. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
What about teachers? Who are you going to be talking about at a class reunion some years from now?
I would definitely say Mrs. Elmquist. We've been like doing things for a while together now. And she was my FFA advisor, kind of like Grace said, and she definitely left an impact on me. Mm-hmm. Another teacher is Mrs. Stein. She was my health teacher, but she was also my volleyball coach the last 2 years. So yeah, she left a big impact on me as well.
All right, very good. What about extracurricular activities? You said volleyball, so I assume yes. You're on the volleyball team. Let's talk about some of the other things you've been involved in.
Along with volleyball, I've been with basketball and softball. I did track for 2 years. I'm in FFA. I was an officer in that for 2 years. Student Senate and NHS as well. That's all I can think of right now.
That's all. Oh, well, we'll get back to it later. Now, talk a little bit about your favorites. Do you have anything that really stuck out? Was there anything, one of those activities you enjoyed more?
Yeah, I enjoyed FFA a lot because I had the opportunity to go and do a lot of things with that. I went to Haiti on a mission trip with a couple of other FFA members, and that changed my life. So that will always be one of my favorite things.
I know how you're going to say this because I've talked to many folks who have done that type of mission trip, but how did it change your life?
It just made me grateful for everything that I had, and it taught me how important it is to take time and serve others and to get out of your comfort zone and try something new.
Yeah, very good. Good eye-opener for you. Very good. Any memories that you're going to have that they're going to stick with you for a long time? Any accomplishments you're most proud of?
My sophomore year on the volleyball team, I made it to state, and we were the first Audubon Wheeler team to go to state in volleyball. So that was really important, and I will never forget that.
You'll keep that T-shirt, right?
Yes, yeah. I will.
Okay, very good. What about you this fall? Where will you be?
I will be in Cedar Falls at UNI, and I'm going to major in elementary education.
Okay, but aren't you wearing an Iowa State sweatshirt right now?
Right now I am. Okay. I'm also an Iowa State fan as well.
But you like the UNI opportunity, the atmosphere?
Yes. I visited there a while ago and kind of just knew that that's where I wanted to be. The campus is beautiful and it's the size that I'm looking for.
Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know about high school?
I would say be as active as you can. Do as much as you can. Work hard because that will take you places. And yeah, just stay involved.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. That's Aiden Tornaten, Grace Christensen, Keaton Wessel. They are some of the top students in the class of 2019 this year at Audubon High School.